Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here with the author of a brand new book. It is a must get for everyone. And you talk about a year in where we could have used the book back then, but certainly now, especially now, we could use it. The name of the book is Dr. Disaster's Guide to Surviving Everything, Essential Advice for Any Situation Life Throws Your Way. Dr. John Torres, he is the senior medical correspondent for NBC and MSNBC. He's an Air Force vet. This man has seen everything, and he is absolutely terrific. This is a must-buy. Get two of these books. Get one for yourself and one for somebody else you love and care about. But Dr. John Torres, how are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. How are you doing today?
Doing terrific. Do we have a historic comparison to what we've just seen, and I guess what's still going on, but you know, mainly what we went through this last year. Is there anything that you could point to? You know, is it all the way back 1918? What can you point to as a historic?
That's exactly it, Frank. In our lifetimes, no, you have to go back to 1918. But one thing you have to remember about 1918 is the world was on a war footing, and a lot of these people were self-surviving anyway because of the way the country was set up. A lot of rural folks, a lot of folks living off their own farmland, and so they were set up for something like this. We were not. You know, we basically were set up to survive off everybody else, you know, using our communities to help us survive, and it got to the point where everybody was essentially on their own for a while, and that became kind of tough, especially at the beginning of the pandemic.
Give us the genesis of the book. When did you decide, hey, this is a must write for me? When did you decide, hey, this is something I'm going to do?
Yeah, we overall started thinking about this a few years ago and started working on the book actively about 2.5-3 years ago. Got most of it done right before the pandemic, and then added a few extra things in there because of the pandemic. But for me, this has been a lifelong mission of mine. I teach disaster preparedness. I work with disaster preparedness in the military, all the way back to my father, who's a big outdoorsman. We'd go out, do things in the outdoors, and he would always, you know, point to things and tell me different hints about the outdoors and how to survive certain situations. And so I've been learning this all my life, and then, you know, looking around, realizing other people didn't have that same knowledge base, and it was something that would help them survive situations, especially as the world started getting a little more and more complicated as the years went on.
Well, it's not just the pandemic. We've seen wildfires. We've seen, you know, all types of disasters. If you look around the world, there's war and there's famine and everything else. And you touch on that. Give us an overview of the book without spoiling it. We want people to buy it, but give us an overview.
Yeah, and the main points in the book are points that can help you through any type of disaster. And you're right, disasters are very part of this geographically dependent where you are, but also I think we learned that you can't always rely on that. Best example is in Texas, what happened with the winter storms they had. Power was knocked out for five days plus, you know, maybe even a little bit longer. Nobody expected that to happen. So you never quite know where things are going to take place or when they're going to take place. So the theme behind the book, at least the central theme, is to always be prepared. It's kind of that Boy Scout in you of always being prepared. And the main points I make are, number one, have a will to survive. Have a reason to make it back from any kind of situation you're in. And number two, situational awareness. Always know where you are, where everything is around you. As I mentioned in the book, and I always told my kids to the point where they're tired of hearing me say it, is keep your head on a swivel. Always look around. Don't bury your head in your cell phone like most of us do during the day. You understand your situation, and that'll help you get through any type of situation. And then we go deep in the book on different things you can do for different specific situations. And obviously how you survive a wildfire is going to be different than how you survive a bear attack.
How different do you look at things? And as an observer, as a medical professional, what did you learn about us as a society as this pandemic hit and how we dealt with it each step of the way?
I learned a couple of things. One, I learned just, and somebody asked me this a while ago, what's the one word you would use for the pandemic this last year? And I think the big word I would use would be resilience. That as people, as individuals were resilient, as communities were resilient. But I also learned early on that in the past, typically, if you think about it, if a hurricane happened somewhere or a wildfire, which I've been involved with, happened somewhere, before those things are even finished, other help is coming from other parts of the country, and there's convoys of trucks coming in, ambulances, assistance. This didn't happen for the pandemic because nobody was able to help anybody else because they were trying to help themselves. And so we might get another situation where you have to help yourself and take care of yourself. And the other thing I learned, too, is, you know, being in an emergency room, especially during hurricanes, is ERs shut down. Ambulances shut down. They're not going to be able to come out to help you, so you're going to have to help yourself. And so that's probably one of the big themes behind the book, is understanding how to help yourself, in, at least for that initial time frame, and that's what's going to get you over the hump to that survival situation where you can survive it until help can come.
The one thing I have to say about this book, and again, I'm going to repeat it, and I'll repeat it after you've gone, to Dr. Disaster's Guide to Surviving Everything, Essential Advice for Any Situation Life Throws Your Way is the name of the book. Please order it, get it right now, and get two of them. It's an important book. One thing, Doctor, I've got to say is that this is a one of a kind simply because of our time period. There are survival guides for different things, but not really since we've experienced what we've been dealing with. I mean, even with the shooters and different things like that, this is a unique book for a unique time. You have to have noticed that before you wrote it.
And that's part of the reason we were starting to develop the book, because a lot of situations were happening around the world. A lot of situations were happening here in the U.S. where started talking about it, going, you know, people need an understanding of what to do. You know, you bring up the shooter situation, which is unfortunate, but that's what's happening, you know, today's day and age. So what do you do? And we talk in the book about, you know, the first thing you want to do is you want to run, then you want to hide, then you want to fight. And we talk about how to go through those steps of what to do. If you can't run, what do you do? If you can't hide, what do you do? If you have to fight, what do you do? You know, situations like that. And so we started looking at the world situations, realizing that, hey, we're getting to the point where people need to have an understanding. And I think we talk about, you know, 1918, people had an understanding of how to do those things. In 2020, not so much. And so getting that understanding back there, I think, is crucial to moving forward, because we're going to have more situations as time goes on, and we need to know how to survive those.
Unfortunately, you're correct on that. I know a lot of people are waiting to talk to you. Doc, can you give us a place for people to follow you, either on social media, a website, and give us the best place to get the book?
So the best place to get the book is at any place where they sell the book, Amazon, Barnes & Noble's. And I tell people, this is great. Father's Day is coming up. If you have kids going off to college, it would be a great tool for them to take to college with them. Great for trivia night with the family. If you want to follow me, I'm on Twitter, at Dr. John Torres. All the social medias, Instagram, Dr. John Torres, Facebook, Dr. John Torres, the same. And so please follow me, but think about the book. I think it's a good thing to have. It's a good understanding of what to do in situations like this.
I'm with you 100%. Congratulations on the book. Congratulations on you getting rave reviews all over the place. Thank you very, very much for being here, Dr. Torres.
You bet, Frank. Thanks.
Dr. John Torres, everyone, the author of Dr. Disaster's Guide to Surviving Everything, Essential Advice for Any Situation Life Throws Your Way. Dr. John Torres is NBC and MSNBC's senior medical correspondent. He's an Air Force vet. He's been around, that's for sure. And, you know, he wrote a book on basically surviving everything from a shooter's attack, you know, mass shootings, the pandemic, you know, how to handle everything. And again, it's unique because of our times. You can Google survival guides and you'll come up with a lot of different things and some good books, you know, on surviving. Different time that we're speaking in, and different times that we're, you know, we're asked to deal with different things. A lot of that has to do with the media. And I think it's interesting coming from a correspondent of television, cable television especially. You know, one of the things with the shootings, for example, it's terrible, cowards going out there shooting people just randomly or whatever. You know, you really don't think about, well, what to do. He just kind of gave a layout: run, hide, and then fight, and hopefully won't have to fight. Hopefully he'll be far away when you get there, but you know, who knows? I mean, if you're the unfortunate people that are caught off guard, and let's face it, everyone's caught off guard when one of these maniacs pull out a rifle. And again, it's important to keep your head on a swivel, as he said, And I always tell my kids that, when you're driving, I know it's a much different situation. When you're driving, always assume someone's going to do something stupid. And, you know, you go to a green light, at an intersection, kind of look, before you just go right through that green light. You never know, some drunk or somebody trying to beat the light on the other side. Head on a swivel is not a bad piece of advice for everyone. Name of the book, once again, is Dr. Disaster's Guide to Surviving Everything. Essential advice for any situation life throws you away. Dr. John E. Torres is the author, and he's NBC and MSNBC's senior medical correspondent. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking Down.